to report a crime that is happening now, or someone is injured and in need of urgent medical attention, or in immediate danger, please hang up and dial 999 now. You can report a non-emergency crime via our website at www.met.police.uk. That's met.police.uk. For custody-related inquiries, please press 1. Please report all non-emergency crimes for...
Hello. I'd like to go out tonight, and there's supposed to be some bail conditions that a police officer fraudulently put on me. You can go to a website and see that they're fraudulently put on me. I'm not even the right colour skin. I want to go to Warehouse Nightclub tonight after 10 o'clock. You've put warnings out on Crime Watch saying that you're going to send me to prison if I do that. Is that true? Am I allowed to go to Warehouse Nightclub tonight? The only nightclub in my area.
What was your name for me?
My name is Mr. Simon Paul Cordell.
Oh, okay. And why do you believe that the officers put the bail conditions on you fraudulently?
Because each one of them signed an MG11 form. They done 4 witness statements each, and none of them have victim statements on the bottom of them. So there's no first-hand evidence, which is, you've got to have first-hand evidence in a court. 15 police officers went to court, all the highest-ranking officers, and I was requesting MG6C, I was requesting MG2 under the Crown Prosecution files, asking for witnesses to turn up. No witnesses turned up to court. I've got the transcripts here. Every police officer was hearsay, none of them first-hand evidence. The legal executive, when she was indexing the folder, she's done all the witness statements, which are the victims. She said, signed by PC Macmillan, resident statement 1, resident statement 2, signed by PC Macmillan, resident statement 3, signed by PC Macmillan. So she knew when she was indexing them that there was no victim statements. Now, I can't even go to Warehouse Nightclub tonight. I'm on a curfew till 2020, yeah, the 11th, yeah, I've got all the court paperwork that here and all the court numbers that say it's against the law for this to happen. When I've called your call centre and explained this to you in previous occasions, you're telling me down the phone I've been robbed. Now, I've had to put all that up on the website and everything. Yeah, I keep pulling it down because I don't want you to lose your jobs, but I want you to act efficiently and get this thing off me that shouldn't be on me. Yeah, they fraudulently put it on. It says that white people committed the crime, I'm not the right colour. I want to go out. I'm not being allowed to go out forever. You've labelled me like I've got a disease when there's nothing wrong with me and spread that out in public. I mean, every time I walk down the high street, I've got people spitting at me and everything, thinking that I've endangered some woman, yeah, that I was with for 8 months, and I've never ever done nothing bad to her. Me and her have not argued. I'm going to go and pick Shannon up in a minute. I'm going to drag her by her hair, and I'm going to put her on the end online, and I'll get her to tell you all as well, and everyone online, that I never gave her no disease, and I've never done nothing to nobody, yeah? So if you don't want me to go down to Shannon and Heidi's house, right, yeah, that's what's going to end up happening.
Call.
Yeah, you told me that you're going to get an officer to call me yesterday in regards to the website. I've got 20 million emails in there, and I'm going to start blasting this website out to everybody. Yeah, show how corrupt that office is and your call centres and the rest of it. I had in 2014 in the recordings, I had 9 doctors come in my front room, 3 police officers come in my front room, and 4 and 2 council officers. I recorded the whole conversation of them trying to take me away. They went through the first ASBO with me, and they even said that there's no signature. There. Hang on, you're not the right colour skin to fit these crimes, son. They went through the whole lot, went through my medical notes with me in 2014 in this front room on them recordings. They knew there was nothing wrong with me. Then they spread all these rumours up till 2018 that I've gave someone a sexual disease and the rest of it. Yeah, what the heck is going on with you in them offices?
Call for them to call you. But have you already made a complaint through the IPC in regards to this?
I spoke to the IPOC. I've got loads of recordings of them as well, and they're telling me that you don't need to deal with this internally.
Okay. Well, it has been referred to them, so I'm not sure why they've said that we would be dealing with it ourselves. Because if you made a complaint to
the reason it is that I put a complaint into the IOPC.
Simon, let me speak now. You put a complaint into them, but legally they have to respond to you. you.
Yeah, they've already responded to me and I've won the case, yeah. The police officer's been suspended, yeah, one of them have, yeah. They're doing a second inquiry right now into this case as well, yeah. The first one was the traffic copper who on roadside when I was working outside Brixton nightclub, he pulled me over, yeah, strip searched my van, there was nothing inside my van, and then what he done is, I put him on the phone to my insurance company, and he said to my insurance company down the phone, we're going to rob Simon and we're going to take everything off of him, yeah. Now, I went to court, I lost my driving licence because of it, yeah. I remember I've had 9 driving bans while you have done all this to me, yeah. I went to appeal stage, I won the court case, I got a copy of all the recording tapes of the police officer saying this, so I got the recording tapes of the copper down the phone at roadside that you are going to rob me as well. Then I also went to the car compound, yeah, and Perryfield, put the manager on the phone to the insurance, my insurance company. He went out, took pictures of the van and said that there's no tools inside it, like the other copper tried to set me up. All the pink seizure notice said that I had no tools in it, yeah. And then, and so I've got both recordings of roadside and that, and how this all started with that traffic copper. Then he got suspended, the IPOCI, the police held a fake tribunal, yeah. They didn't contact the IOPC and tell the IOPC that they were going to hold a tribunal in this copper's name, yeah. They held a tribunal, sent me the paperwork, told me they're going to give me £90 for it all, yeah. And then I contacted the IOPC, showed them all the evidence, and then they done their nut. They phoned up some other company, the Ombudsman and the rest of it, and Professional Standards, and then they've gone chasing this police officer. The police officer's left the company, now he's somehow working as an MP in the Ministry of Justice. Yeah, I've got all of, we keep messaging him, the IOPC do, and I keep messaging him myself, and he won't reply to none of us, yeah? And now the IOPC have found him guilty on 20 accounts of conduct, and we're just finished with the traffic copper, and now we're ready to come and sort all the used or at. I'm sending a report off to Christopher Jeddick, that's the Queen's Secretary. I'm going to I don't trust this government here in this country, so I'm going to the Universal Declaration of Acts. Yeah, I'm going to send it to the European committees, all this paperwork, what you are doing to me, and I hope that every person that touched me gets done for targeted malice, which is a 12-year sentence, and the rest of it that comes on top. Yeah, you have left people to attack me continuously. I phoned you over 220 times, told you I've got video evidence of what my neighbours are doing to me, and what, because you have spread this sexual assault in mine and Shannon's name to cover up these missing signatures and protect these coppers that set me up in the beginning. Yeah, the maximum sentence is 6 months if you get found guilty and arrested for the organisation of illegal raid. They never even arrested me. I never even got arrested, yeah? And now I'm riding a 9-year sentence, curfew, 8-year curfew, and they don't even have enough for criminal conviction. They gave me a standalone ASBO, which means you get CBO ASBOs and standalone ASBOs, yeah? A standalone ASBO means it's not a criminal conviction. So if you check my record now and see if all the organisation of illegal raids is on my criminal record, it's not on my criminal record, yeah? A standalone ASBO should be anything but a form of punishment. It's just a deterrent. So why the heck have I got a curfew inside of my ASBO, inside of a, because a curfew, people get released from prison as an early release, it's a form of punishment. So why have I got a curfew inside of a standalone ASBO and I never even got arrested, and I'm riding a bigger bird than you could even if you had enough for criminal conviction? I'm not the right colour skin to fit the crimes. All your timestamps are wrong, you're missing all your signatures, and none of you would deal with it.
Simon, I'm going to stop you there because you are repeating yourself now, okay? I've let you know that the information has been passed down to officers and it'll be for them to call you back or refer it to the IPC for them to advise you of any update, okay? But I've got everything down that you've already said.
And I have, I'm recording this as well.
Okay, that's fine, Simon, but at the moment, you've said things a few couple of times now, so I've already got that written down, so it'll be...
You've not done nothing in 5 years about it. In 5 years, I've been telling you about your whistleblowing policies, about your there's a law, an act of law, which is called the Efficiency Act 1999 and 2003. When I tell you what another police officer is doing that's corrupt, you're supposed to act on it. You're as bad as a criminal as them because you don't act on what Steve Ellsmore and that has done. You're all criminals. You signed the Alliance of Oath in there. You've signed up to...
Because you're not listening to me, so bye-bye.
Well, you have a good day, madam.